index can be anywhere above or below 100, and 100 is the dividing line between growth and decline. So the fact that it's still 105.5 means the economy is moving forward, but it's slower than it has been for the last 2 years. That's not a disastrous sort of reading. It just suggests that the economy is not growing as fast. The other thing is that there are always unexpected kind of changes that might make 1 month stronger or weaker than another. So it's important to look at next month as well to see if this is confirmed. But right now it appears that the economy is in fact slowing.
What role, if any, could the state's budget impasse be playing in that slowing?
Unfortunately, the Flash Index doesn't tell us exactly where the growth is coming from, or if the growth slows, what's slowing down. So the index doesn't tell us directly whether the budget impasse is causing it or not. My own appraisal is that so far it probably hasn't had a very large impact, because so far the state hasn't been collecting as much tax revenue, which means people have more to spend, and yet the state hasn't really cut their spending very much. Most of the functions of the state government are still being carried on. The problem is, if this continues, it's going to have some bigger impacts in the future. In particular, a lot of local jurisdictions, particularly schools and community colleges, have continued to spend, and if the money that they expect to have doesn't come through, they will start making some layoffs and cutbacks and things of that sort. So I think the consequences are going to be greater the longer this goes. There is some hope that things may be resolved here after the beginning of the new year, but that's yet to be determined. Uncertainty is not a good thing for the economy, and there's a lot of uncertainty now, uncertainty about if and how much taxes will go up, uncertainty about whether the state will cut back on various kinds of activities, things of that sort. So when there's uncertainty, businesses tend to not be as aggressive and kind of wait to see what's going to happen. So I think that's another factor that may be impacting things.
The state saw some high-profile job loss in 2015, looking at the Caterpillar layoffs and the Mitsubishi plant closing at Normal. More layoffs are expected in January, according to reports. Do you expect that the economic growth could stay stalled at the beginning of the new year?
It's certainly possible, and there's no indication that it's going to have a strong rebound, but it's a little bit misleading to look at like the closing of the plant in Bloomington Normal or something of that sort. There are 6 or 7 million people working in the state of Illinois, and every month some people lose their jobs, some people leave their jobs voluntarily, other people are hired. So if you look at 7 million jobs and throw in 1,000 in Bloomington or whatever it is in Peoria, that's obviously important for those communities, but it doesn't have a major impact by itself on the state of Illinois. It's more a kind of the ebb and flow, whether the hiring succeed the layoffs. And so far in the last several years, that's been true. The unemployment rate in Illinois has come down fairly dramatically, but it's kind of stalled now. Last month, it actually went up a little bit rather than down. So again, these are all important, but the bigger picture is what happens in this overall ebb and flow of jobs.
With all the market volatility that we've seen recently, how does that play into this? And is there, again, concern that we might kind of see a continued slowing in growth as we head into this next year?
It's not good news. We're sort of two minds. On one hand, you hear the political candidates, it's like we're in a contest with China, and to the extent that China does well, it harms us. But in reality, at least in the short run, we're all in the same boat. The fact that there is international turmoil and the fact that China is not doing as well as it's done in the past is not really good news for the world economy or the United States or the state of Illinois.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. I'm Jamie Dunn.